Hey, you got me.
All right, let me know if this is any better.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was curious as to how long you've had this rental for.
I've been renting it probably since about 2011.
Okay, gotcha. Is it do you have it free and clear at this point?
No, I still owe a little bit.
I gotcha. Is that what's that looking like?
I owe about 93.
Okay, that's not terrible. I was doing some homework on it all morning, and I saw what you send with the bank and all. It's around that 300 number. And comparing that to other properties in Glen Allen, I mean, everything else that has the same, bed and baths and around that number, they got like the granite countertops. There's new kitchens, new white cabinets, and bathrooms are redone on that. I was just curious as to what your number would be if you've looked into it at all, that you'd be comfortable with letting it go to get you that property in North Carolina.
Right. And I mean, you're catching me at the beginning of the journey. So I really, I'm only thinking about it because you keep reaching out to me.
I got you, man. I mean, I get if I'm annoying you, and if it's too early for you to even think about selling it, then I'd be happy to annoy you a few months later if you want to further the conversation then.
Well, I mean, I'm open to the conversation, or else I wouldn't keep talking back.
I got you. I got you, man. Yeah, I would just hate to. I wouldn't want to waste your time getting paperwork together and talking numbers and all that if you're not ready to sell it until, say, summertime or something like that.
But it's one of those things where I've been thinking about an exit strategy in the back of my mind for a while. But I mean, the longer I delay, the more rent I keep collecting. So I hadn't been strongly motivated for exit strategy.
I got you. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, why would you even want to sell it if you're still making monthly income off it?
That's right.
Yeah, I get that.
It would only be to, redirect my attention elsewhere. I mean, yeah. Rental property is a venture that carries some risk, so it would take some risk off the table.
I hear you. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're trying to liquidate it and get some cash in hand, and then, I mean, I feel like I'd be happy to be that guy for you. And like I said, we buy a lot of properties in Glen Allen, and I think we're getting our check today actually for that townhome out in Glen Allen. So I mean, we know the area pretty well. We've had a lot of success out there, and I mean, I'd be happy to give you a fair offer based on the market out there.
Well, how do your offers compare to market value?
So it depends on our strategy. It depends on what route we take you on. The one that we did in Glen Allen, it was a cash offer. So obviously it wasn't 100% market value. It was at a discounted rate. And that was just because the last guy that we went with, it was more of a time crunch. And it seems like with you're not on a time crunch. I mean, you're very comfortable. Like you said, every month that you wait, you're still bringing in that monthly income.
Right.
That's why
And
I'm go
I
ahead.
realize the opportunities you're looking for is someone who needs a fast turnaround and is more desperate to sell because they're more willing to take a lower offer. I get the business model.
I see what you're getting at, and we do those offers. That was the one that we did last time, but that's why I've been kind of interrogating you with all these questions, is I'm trying to kind of understand your situation,
Right.
and I don't think that would even make sense to you. I mean, if I were to give you that cash offer, I feel like you would just be insulted, or you wouldn't even want to continue to do business with us. And that's why I keep kind of trying to figure out what your number is, because there's several different routes for us to get to that number for you. And that's just what I'm trying to figure out right now.
Well, here's the reason I've entertained the conversation.
All right.
I mean, there's two ways that I could sell. One is I could get rid of the tenant, I could get the house in shape, go through a real estate agent, have open houses, do the whole nine yards, you know, the right way. Yeah, I know some people that are real estate investors in this area. And so the reason I was looking to go an alternative route is because I know that there are people out there that look for turnkey rental property, and the fact that there's a tenant already in there, they would view that as an asset and not a drawback, because they just want to buy a money-making property. Someone like that, if someone like that were to make me an offer, then yeah, I wouldn't have the headache of having to get rid of the tenant and get the house ready and go through a real estate agent.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know if that's part of what y'all do. I mean, when you buy houses like this, are you an investment company that's looking to buy houses to rent out?
So we bought houses that currently have a tenant still in place. And yeah, we have investors on our list that are specifically looking for that. I mean, you used a perfect word, a turnkey property ready to move in. And that kind of sparked an idea in my mind. I'm going to reach out to some of our investors and see if they're looking within the Glen Allen view, Glen Allen area. And then I'll see what they would, what number they throw at me, like what they're trying to offer. And then I can get back with you and we can take it from there.
Right. In my opinion, this house is an ideal rental property situation. I've had very good luck. The house is low maintenance. And, you know, if you get, you can get too much house to rent. You know, if you got too much house, you're better off to fix it up and sell it and make money that way. But this house is just kind of, it's the right kind of house to rent, where it's not in a shabby neighborhood, and it's not a shabby house where you have to accept a low rent. You know, when you have a house that you have to rent out for a low rent, then you end up getting bad tenants that barely have credit, and they do more damage. Where to qualify for this rent, your credit's got to be substantial enough, and the tenants that I have traditionally taken care of it. The recent renovations that I did cost me about 10 grand. The only reason I had to spend that much, which was highly unusual, was simply because nothing had been done to the house hardly in over 10 years, because the last tenant stayed there so long. So it was time to just repaint everything and stuff like that.
I got you. Yeah, I know. I think you're saying a lot of facts. It's obvious that you've dealt with real estate before, and I would agree Glen Allen's a good area. I've grown up in the Richmond area for a while, so I know that part of town. It's right by 295 and the interstate, and I certainly agree with you.
Yeah, it's so, also right, it's literally walking distance from the state police station.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to set up a meth lab, it's not the best location.
Dang it.
But I've always felt like that helped with my tenant situation too.
Absolutely, that's a good selling point. All right, man, let me get with my investors. I'll see. I mean, if you ever have a number, definitely feel free to throw it out to me, and I'll see if we can work with that, and we can take it from there.
Okay. If you've got some people interested in rental, specifically turnkey rental property, that's probably the best avenue to chase.
Got you. All right, I can do that for you.
Okay.
All right, Philip. You have a good day, man.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.